Now, if I'm doing my Indiana College and Career Ready Standards math, if today is July the 2nd, and the Black and Minority Health Fair in Indiana Black Expo begins on July 17th, that means it's roughly 15 days before it begins.
You are correct.
All right. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm doing all that. And it's bigger and better than ever in the house. Is Antoinette Holt, the Director of Minority Health for the Indiana State Department of Health. We have from FSSA, Kelly Mitchell, and her job is to make sure that people can get to the free preview of the InShape Indiana Black and Minority Health Fair and Indiana Black Expo on Thursday, July 17th. And then Deborah Whitfield from Community Health is here because when you come to the health fair in Exhibit Hall D of the Convention Center, the first thing you see when you enter the health fair is a whole lot of people from Community Health that are going to make sure that you, you know, get signed up and go and get your one stop, one stick, and get your screenings and check for all kind of stuff. Ladies, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So, Antoinette, we ready? For this active, healthy, happy.
Be active, healthy, happy is our theme this year. This is our 29th year, Amos, that we've had the health fair. So we're ecstatic to be here once again. We're ecstatic to be on your show once again.
So now, first of all, what is new? You know, because a lot of people who are listening have been to the health fair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably saying, okay, we know we go to the health fair and we go to the screenings and we get the stick and they got great shopping bags and, and all other kind of stuff. What's new?
Well, we are going to be, one of the screenings we will be doing this year will be STD screenings where we'll be doing gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Uh-oh. That's not a plan.
It's rising in our community and amongst our youth.
It's back!
It's back with a vengeance. So we want to make sure that people have access to that. We're also going to be providing an area. It's our empowered area where we're going to be talking about infant mortality as well as obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give incentives out. And then we're also, I'm thinking what's brand spanking new. We have an activity area. We still have our healthy entertainment stage because we love our sassy seniors
right. And
everybody that comes. But we have a healthy active portion part of the health fair where you're going to be able to do things such as Tai Chi, and hopefully we're trying to get our bicycle safety, CPR training,
right. Different
things that's going to be going on. So those are some new proponents that we have during the health fair. We have our lovely people that are coming, that are guests. Indiana Fever's coming thanks to Community Health Network.
Fever will be there.
The Fever will be there.
Okay.
Dominique Wilkins is going to come back again for Novo Nordisk.
And I understand, you know, he's been here with Novo Nordisk for several years talking about diabetes, and that's something that has affected him personally.
Yes.
And he was kind of like the assistant or the number two or three person talking about diabetes for that company. But I understand now he is the lead spokesperson.
He is their lead spokesperson.
For diabetes.
Yes.
And diabetes prevention.
You are correct. And then also Novo Nordisk is going to be providing a chef, Curtis Atkins, who is from the Food Network. As a matter of fact, he was one of the founders of the Food Network.
Ah.
He'll be there doing cooking demonstrations on Saturday.
He's bringing free food.
You're going to get to try it out.
I'm going to get to try it out. the healthy food.
The healthy food.
Let me go back to infant mortality. I know that is one of the priorities of our Indiana State Department of Health. What kinds of information will people be getting at the health fair? That particularly if a lady knows that she's expecting, or just for moms and grandmas just to have and be able to put like in a special place in the Bible where they put important information,
mm-hmm.
so that if they know somebody that is going to be a mom, is there going to be like information that an expected mom needs to know to make sure that her child comes into this world not only happy, not only active, but healthy?
Yes, sir. We're going to do preconception and interconception health where we help
wait,
you.
Wait. What's that? What is that in English?
Preconception health. We're going to help you before you get pregnant,
while
you're pregnant, and even afterwards. We're going to talk about breastfeeding because it's very important because a lot of people, especially in the African-American community, don't breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it has so many added wonderful benefits to it. We're going to show you how that's going to help you be healthy as well as your child. We're in these informational sessions. We're going to even have some fathers come in and talk about the importance of breastfeeding, different things like that. So it's not just going to be for women only.
Do expectant moms understand that if you got a baby coming, if you got a life growing inside you, stay off the cigarettes, stay off the alcohol, stay off the illegal drugs. If you take illegal drugs, check with your, do they understand that, or do they, or do they get blindsided when they watch Scandal, knowing that Carrie was expecting and they see her drinking the wine, not recognizing that it wasn't wine, it was grape juice?
Good question. We hope, let's say we want to give people the benefit of doubt, that we hope that when you do find out that you're expecting, that you are seeking the care of a provider, whether it be a doctor, whether it be a health nurse practitioner,
right,
somewhere you're going to get help, because that's the important thing. You got to get that help. You got to get that help. That prenatal visits
right
are very important. They help whether you've had children before, because that's a lot of things that happens too, Amos. Right. Sometimes we've had two or three children. I didn't have prenatal visits before. Why I need it now?
Hmm.
It's very important. You know, infant mortality is very high amongst African Americans.
Right.
We have the highest infant mortality rate amongst any other racial ethnic group here in Indiana and the United States. And so we have to address it. So it's important that we educate people, we empower people. That's the most important thing.
And people may not understand. They may hear the word infant mortality and they think that that's a child that does not make it to term. That's not the case. Infant mortality, correct me if I'm wrong, is if a child is born but they don't make it through that first
they
year.
They don't get to see their first birthday.
Okay.
That's right. So it can be from that time up to their first birthday.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that even after you have the baby, that you still have access and different things. So WIC's going to be there,
mm-hmm,
give you information. Maternal Child Health's going to have some information. There's going to be some different exhibitors and things there that is going to help you out. We want to make sure that you leave the health fair not only with some free screenings, but you go empowered and you make a lasting impact, because I can say so much, but you can go back and make an impact in your community.
One of the other things that sometimes people forget is they see the big front entrance to the health fair going into Hall D and they think, let me just walk on in there, and not realize that they're really the first stop is at the check-in desk, where they don't necessarily, the check-in desk got to do the one stop one stick, but there's some other great screenings that you get by signing up at the desk, and then that's when they got this little form and they walk in and they see 8 million people from community health. Deborah Whitfield, what is community's role in the health fair?
Well, one of our mission is to make sure that we're deeply committed to the communities that we serve, enhance health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give back to the communities that we're in. So we do have a lot of our volunteers that come forth, and what we're trying to do is make sure that we help educate our culture and the communities that we serve in stroke, diabetes, cholesterol, A1C. We're going to be talking about sickle cell. We're going to be talking about PSA for our males.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing a lot of education in our booth area.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, once you're, you come through our area and you're allowed to get that education, we're going to have information about weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have information about behavior care, mental illness. And then our health center, Jane Pauley, will be there. This year, something that we're adding new is that if you don't have a physician, you don't have a family care practitioner, we're going to have a desk that we're going to be able to help you get to a physician within a timely manner.
Mm.
We're actually going to have doctors there that you ask questions. And another thing that we're added this year too is ask the pharmacy. A lot of our clients and patients, they just take their medication and they don't know the side effects, or they don't understand the medication thoroughly. So we're asking our pharmacists to be there to help them understand that also.
Is that also, following up on that, is that also when you go get your drugs at the drugstore and the pharmacist asks you the question, people are reluctant to really answer that because you're out in the middle of the pharmacy department at the drugstore,
mm-hmm,
and you're saying to yourself, I really don't want to have to spill this because I don't know what this person does. Is that part of it, to try to break that down? Because that is an important conversation, and people just don't like to do that. Or they're picking up the medicine for the person, and they're going, why do I have to hear this? Yes. I'm not the person going to take the medicine.
Yes, within our booth, we've made it so that it's very conversational. It'll be a one-on-one mm-hmm. so that you'll have that privacy and that opportunity to speak with a doctor or with a pharmacist.
239-1310 this afternoon's name. You may have a question about the InShape Indiana Black and Minority Health Fair, where the theme is active,
be
healthy,
active, healthy,
happy.
And happy.
Sound like that feral song. Let me go to Brenda. Let me go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Amos. And
hi.
Hello to your guest that you have. One statement I'd like to correct that she said.
Okay.
She said some black women don't breastfeed. My daughter wanted to, tried hard, had to leave the hospital with that pump and the machine and all that kind of junk. Because it just wasn't working. She wanted to do it. It's a lot of other women probably that was in the same position that she was, wanting to breastfeed their child, but it just didn't happen.
It didn't happen because they weren't given the training?
No, they kept her in the hospital trying their best for it to work, but
I
it
see.
Was something wrong.
I see.
And it just didn't happen. She had to pump out the milk and do it that way, but he just wasn't getting it.
How long ago was this?
He's 7 years old.
Okay, just 6-7 years ago. Is that Antoinette, a common occurrence?
I mean, everybody's different
okay.
When they're experiencing pregnancy and different things. So some people may have difficulties. And then there's some people that can't do it. One of the people that are going to be there is the Indiana Black Breastfeeding Coalition. And they'll be able to answer any questions and different things. They also store with Mother's Milk Bank where they store milk in case mm-hmm. you can't do it, but you want to provide your child with breast milk.
Okay.
So I'm happy that the baby was able to get breast milk. I'm sorry that it didn't work mm-hmm. for her daughter.
Yeah, because she really wanted that experience.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And it just didn't happen. And the other question is, do you just have to go through that line? I just had come from the doctor having a bunch of tests and everything. And last year, I bypassed it and went on in, but I wasn't going to get a shopping bag. So I went back, and she says, you got to go back to the end of the line. I said, lady, I don't need to do all that.
What day did you come, girl?
I don't remember, but I tell you what, I want to give a shout-out to the people that furnish transportation
for
the elderly, the handicapped, and all that, because they did a terrific job.
Thank you. I'm talking
about door-to-door service. They brought me down in the wheelchair and my grandson, and he had a ball.
Tell it.
That was his first time coming, and he had a ball.
Well, Brenda, when you said that, Kelly Mitchell, who is with FSSA, and she is the lady in charge of the transportation, she broke out in a smile bigger than the whole country had over how our soccer team did, even though the Belgians kind of cheated.
Thank you, Brenda.
I appreciate that, and that's a great way to introduce Kelly Mitchell from FSSA. You guys are the transportation. So now, how does that work?
So, basically, if someone wants to go to the health fair on the preview night on the 17th Thursday, they just have to call me. We will make arrangements to get them from whatever location that they're at, as if it's in 465 Loop, and we will take them. We will get them through the health fair, and we will give them a ride home. So it's really that simple. Anyone can come. We're not limiting it to seniors. Brenda mentioned her grandson came with her.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that has a need and doesn't have the resources for the medical screenings is welcome to give me a call personally, and I will make sure that they get there.
Now, what is that number, and is somebody standing by the number right now?
Not right now. As soon as I get back to my desk, it'll be ready. But the voicemail's ready to go.
All right, and that number is?
317-232-1731,
and that is within the 465 Loop. So if somebody is listening to me up in Marion,
No. Sorry.
All right. Sorry about that.
Now, a little disclaimer. If you're a mile outside the 465 Loop, we can usually work something out.
We're also
taking reservations for large groups.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a community center or a church or, you know, local residential facility, okay, and you want more people to be able to come, all I need is a total. I don't need individual names. They can call me as well.
So the residential facilities can go, churches, hello,
homeless shelters,
the shelters. Because we want and see, community is going to make sure that they got enough folks so that on the opening day, that the lines won't be that, it ain't going to be like Disneyland or Kings Island, and everybody get their bag.
Everybody will get a bag.
And I have a quick, can I say something real quick, Amos?
Yeah.
I want to make sure people know that they are welcome to come to the opening ceremony.
Okay. And that starts at 3 o'clock.
That's at 3 o'clock, and they don't need a reservation.
And the health fair preview hours is from 4 to 8, and the preview and the opening ceremony is at 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir, 3 to 4.
And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, roughly similar hours to when Expo is open.
Yes, sir. 1 to 8 on Friday, 10 to 8 on Saturday, and 12 to 6 on Sunday.
239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Names. We're talking with the folks from the health fair. That is the 29th annual.
29.
That means next year is 30.
30.
The 29th annual Black and Minority Health Fair. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more with Antoinette Holt of the Indiana State Department of Health. She's in charge of minority health. Kelly Mitchell from FSSA. And The new guy hadn't figured this out yet. See, cause, you know, their agency now is run by a psychiatrist, which could, that's different. But it's a great service that FSSA provides. People always dog out FSSA. This is one of the great positive things that the men and women of FSSA, put together. And Deborah Whitfield with Community Hospital, they are one of, there's like 8 million sponsors of, the,
but they're a diamond.
Of the health fair. They're a diamond.
They're a diamond.
And the health fair is where all of the hospital empires play nice.
Yes.
They all behave.
They play nicely in the sandbox.
I mean, yeah, when you go to the health fair, you'll see IU Health and Community Health and Eskenazi Health and Saint, and all of them in community skipping down the aisles, arm in arm.
We have good leadership.
You think I'm kidding. I'm dead serious. 239-1310. 239-1310. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our Many Moments United Way at the top of the hour after these. 239-1310. 239-1310. Afternoons. The name is with the folks from this year's 29th In Shape Indiana Black and Minority Health Fair at Indiana Black Expo. So, Antoinette, on this one stop, one stick, what all screenings do you get?
You're going to get creatinine.
Okay, what's creatinine?
Creatinine is kidney screening.
That's kidney screening, okay.
You're going to get A1C, glucose, a full lipid panel.
Okay.
And you're going to get PSA.
PSA, so, if you're a male.
If you're a male. Let me reiterate that. If you are a male, you will get PSA.
So the one stop that'll tell cholesterol, kidney, whether, you know, all the stuff is working right, you know, PSA is the prostate, for the guys, all of that.
That's the blood work.
That's the blood work.
Right. Everything else is a screening. We still going to have the Healthy Smiles Pavilion. You can get oral screening. Right. We still have vision.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have plenty of blood pressure, BMI. We're going to have diabetes education. You name it, I probably will have it underneath that one room.
And if you went to clinics and was doing this individually, you'd get, your insurance company would get a bill for $1,000.
Hey, or more.
Or more.
Or more.
Let me ask you this. Is this health fair and given the kind of screenings that occur, does this health fair or should this health fair qualify as like a screening under, because more and more employers, insurance is insisting that you got to go to a health fair, you got to do this, or you got to get an exam, you know. I've said this on the air, you know, we have a health fair here, and the only reason we have a health fair here is because you want to benefit on your off on your premium, you go through this health. Is there a point where this health fair ought to be considered, you know, that kind of advantage for consumers, particularly as we get more and more consumers covered by insurance, whether it's under the Affordable Care Act, whether it's under, it'd be nice to FSSA, mm-hmm. HIP 2.0, or private insurance.
That's a very good question. I can tell you this. I know this health fair allows you to know your numbers.
Right.
It allows you to see where you are. It is not a quick fix. It's an opportunity for you to know so then you can continue to follow up
mm-hmm.
in regards to steps. That's the thing about the health fair. We can provide you the services and different things, but afterwards, when you get your results, then we want to also empower you with the tools. That's why we have the education proponent, because I know some people don't want the education. They just want the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the education really does help, because then you know what to do after you find out my blood pressure was 150 over 100. Which is not good, and my glucose was this, or my A1C was this reading, and different things. So it allows you to know what to do. If you don't have coverage, then there are people there, just like community or different things, where you can go get the provider help that you need to make sure that you are addressing that issue that you've become aware of.
Is this also because more and more smartphones, the iPhones, the Android smartphones, Windows smartphones, there are more and more apps that allow you to check your numbers,
mm-hmm.
To be able to see what you're doing? And Deborah Whitfield, you guys, a community, were one of the first to do, if not the first, to do that e-community where you all were doing the election. Is that with, I just saw some research, yesterday that more than 70% of African Americans carry smartphones mm-hmm. as their cellular phone.
Yes.
And you can get them cheap smartphones with, you know, the $20-$30, you know, just get them at Walmart and be done with it. So is this something where as more and more consumers get that app on their phone, that events like the Black and Minority Health Fair, where you can get the screenings, where you can check your numbers at the middle point of the year, become important?
It becomes very important. What we do at Community Health Network, we have what we call my community chart.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you become associated with us and access, you'll be able to look at your numbers, look at your chart yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons why, as you're coming through our line, we gather that information. We gather the information not only asking consent so that we can participate,
right.
and we can send the results from the fair, from all the blood work that you get, to your home. Inside that will be a letter stating that if you do not have a healthcare provider,
mm-hmm.
there's a 1-800 number that you can call, and we can help you get set up so that you can understand those values and those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What's so exciting about my community health chart is that my chart is that you can pull up on your phone or on your computer,
right.
and you can look at your test results and your numbers. And if you have any questions, you can take that. You can print it out and take it to your physician.
Let me go back to the phones. And Raymond, hi there.
Hi, I have a quick question for
yeah.
you. I visit the health fair, and I've changed my eating habits, and I know that some of the vendors and retailers have it in the Exhibit Expo, but do you have some type of large area where you've ever thought of doing healthy cooking and healthy technique workshops that are part of the health fair, even if it's not cooking it, but showing people how to do it as, like they do the concerts in there and things? Have a big audience where they can watch how it's prepared, because a lot of this is dietary, some of our conditions. Have you incorporated, or how will you show people how to, you know, eat right and things like that?
Yes, sir. In our healthy entertainment stage, we will be having cooking demonstrations throughout the weekend. So from that Friday and Saturday, definitely we'll have cooking demonstrations, and we'll have chefs or professional people that will show you how to make healthy meals or healthy options or choices, and give you some insight on what you can do to, you know, if you have to go shopping or do different things like that, nutritional things and stuff. So we do have those added proponents in the health fair.
And okay. I know, I appreciate that, and I know even my good friends at Meijer, they're going to be doing some healthy cooking, I think, on Expo Friday around 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir, they're going to be doing some cooking as
you
well.
You know, they do, you know, it's called healthy cooking, and even more healthy if you buy the stuff from Meijer. That's, you know, that's kind of how that works. But any, has there been any thought, and I know you got the convention center got to serve their food. I get that. I understand that. But at some point, as the health commissioner and in dealing with healthy and dealing with reducing obesity, and the United Way is coming here, and that's one of their new priorities, you know, reducing obesity, you know, among our children by at least 10%. Is there going to be some, at some point, particularly going in the 30th anniversary, maybe to encourage the convention center or encourage vendors, that are in food at Expo? Some of y'all come in and try to cook something healthy. Cook something healthy and lower the price. And maybe if all of a sudden you're looking at, okay, fish, $30. Healthy fish, $5.95. Maybe the healthy fish will go faster.
That is an interesting point. I could take that back to Indiana Black Expo. I'm just responsible for what's in Hall D.
I understand.
Of the event.
I think that's something the Health Commission ought to talk to them about.
But that is something I could take back to my shop and I can share with Black Expo.
Because I know you're off the Health Commissioner, the whole obesity thing. I mean, he's serious as heart attack on that.
Yes, he is. And then even Indiana has an initiative for their state workers and different things for them to try to get healthy and help them with their insurance. So obesity is one of the three areas of focus for the state. And so that's why we're trying to get healthy cooking demonstrations, nutritional facts and things. Even that class I mentioned that we talked about we're going to have, that you come and you sit for a little bit and get an incentive. I'm going to show you what you need to do, how to read a label, how to do different things, because you'll be shocked and surprised that some people do it and some people don't. People vary, but it's very important what you eat. You know, everything that you think is healthy has high sodium in content. You know, water is a beautiful thing. It's a free resource and we don't drink enough of it.
It is the Black and Minority Health Fair in Shape, Indiana, 29th anniversary edition. It is coming up in 15 days. With the free preview night on Thursday, the 17th of July. The pregame is at 3:00. That's the opening ceremonies. And then from 4 to 8 is the health fair. You need transportation. It's primarily for senior citizens and handicapped, but everybody is welcome. Call Kelly. Wait 20 minutes, then call and blow her phone. 232-1731. 232-1731. 232-1731. And they got portal-to-portal service. Door-to-door.
Door-to-door.
I mean, that's the kind of transportation that Beyonce gets.
Right.
Kind of transportation the governor gets. Door-to-door. But it's all for a good cause, and then the health fair is the first stop you need to make when you visit the 44th Indiana Black Expo that officially begins on Friday, July 18th through Sunday, July 20th. That's when it holds. The head of Minority Health with the Indiana State Department of Health, Kelly Mitchell with FSSA, and Deborah Whitfield with Community Health. Guys, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Amos. Appreciate you.
Thank you.